Hello, everyone, and welcome to Meowmix, Carolina Panthers podcast. My name is Steven.
My name is Jerry.
And a pretty quiet day here in Panthers Nation. Not a lot going on here for the first day of legal tampering. For the first, 30 minutes or so. And then all hell broke loose, Jerry.
Pretty much.
Not great. But it started off well.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to say, I feel like this has been the Panthers' way of doing things lately, where they kind of get me excited for something, and then, you know, I turn around and I get my face slapped around a few times by the organization. I mean,
yeah. It's we've got a lot to talk about here. We'll start off with the positive. The Panthers have made one addition in free agency so far, if you don't count re-signing Troy Hill, which... we haven't talked about, but good move. 1 year deal. Like that.
Yeah.
I'm back.
I like it. He's an older guy. He played well here last year.
Yeah.
So good bringing job him back there. Was good.
But the big move they made was to shore up the offensive line. Guard Robert Hunt from the Dolphins. 5 years, $100 million. I think 63 guaranteed.
Something like that. Something remember. Yeah. I had the numbers when I recorded earlier.
Yeah,
sorry.
Huge deal. And if you want to hear Jerry's thoughts on that, I wasn't able to join him, but check out our YouTube channel there. Quick video Jerry made talking about that one. But that is somebody that we talked about on our free agency primer that we did a couple of days ago as a possibility for the Panthers to bring in. Great, great move by them. It's expensive, but, you know, that's kind of the way things are trending with high-end guards. And he was, you know, if not the number one guard in free agency, he was one of the top two. So great job by the Panthers there to bring him in, give Bryce some help on the offensive line there. Day started off pretty great.
Yeah, I mean, it was really good. He's a very athletic guard. I think this proves that we're moving to a more zone blocking scheme, mm-hmm. more athletic guards and stuff. They released Bradley Bozeman earlier in the day. So I see us going for another center, or there's also rumors of Austin Corbett kicking inside to center.
Makes sense for that. Well, I don't know about for center or left guard, I guess. I think he played some left guard in Los Angeles, so not an unfamiliar spot for him. But he's under contract with a pretty good deal. Now, can he stay healthy? That's the question. So it would not surprise me at all to see the Panthers make more moves there on the offensive line. They should, right? They should. We need depth, if nothing else. But I like Robert Hunt coming in. The money doesn't really scare me. I think it's what they were going to have to pay to get a top flight guard in here, and can do nothing but improve this offensive line.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it is. This is the season to build up Bryce to make sure he has all the tools that he can.
Yeah.
So with that said,
that's where we're sitting at. that ends the positive portion of today's podcast.
So if you're looking for a broken TV, please look in Evero's office because I'm sure there's a broken TV there. Because if I was him, I would have been slinging some beer cans and stuff towards the TV. I'd have been a Dallas Cowboys fan for once.
Yeah. Listen, you know, specifically me, I've been saying this for months, that the Panthers are going to blow this thing up. They're going to blow it up. And today, they blew it up. Let's go ahead and get the big one out of the way, Jerry. Tell us what happened a few hours ago.
Brian Burns was traded to the New York Giants for a second, 39th pick overall, and a fifth rounder. Wow. And he did sign a new deal. 5 years, $150 million. What was it?
87.5 guaranteed, I believe.
That just seems such a doable. That was kind of what he wanted. So it looks like $30 million a year, but it's actually more like 20 something guaranteed for 4 years. So
it is a doable deal for the Panthers. And why they couldn't do it, I don't know. Or didn't want to do it.
you're not going to get a player typically of his stature or his ability in the second round. And it's a crapshoot. I mean, you got to look at it. Jonathan Mingo, we picked right around pick 39 last year. He didn't look like he's even capable of starting.
Has not panned out yet, to say the least.
Yeah, I mean, I just... I scratched my head. I don't even care about the two firsts they gave up. It's giving up your only pass rusher. Everyone else is gone. Etor signed with the 49ers. I mean...
Frankie Louvu is gone. Like, we'll get into him in a little bit, but that was... I think he had like 7.5 sacks. I mean, that's the majority of your pass rush is gone. Just gone for a second round pick and a fifth round pick, essentially. I mean, Louvu, we may get a compensatory pick depending on what else we do in free agency. Etor, I doubt we would. You know, if we did, it would be like a sixth or something. It'd be a late round pick. But yeah, I mean, Brian Burns, you know, we've talked about the fact that the Panthers didn't do the big trade a couple of years ago or a year and a half ago, whenever that was. We don't need to belabor that point. But to go from that, you keep him for a year, you win two games, and then you trade him for not 30 cents on the dollar, 20 cents on the dollar of what you were offered before.
Yeah.
Is a disaster. And it's exactly what we talked about when they turned it down. It's exactly what we said. Well, you have to sign him.
Get it done. Get it done now.
Yeah.
Do it.
And they
did. That's what we said.
And this is
only going to go up.
Yeah. It was only going to go up. He had all the leverage. And he proved it. He proved he had all the leverage because he went somewhere else and got the money that he wanted. And the Panthers got a scraps, table scraps. Now, the 39th pick isn't nothing.
It's a good pick, but it's...
But it's not what it could have been. And honestly, for a player of Brian Burns' caliber, it's not fair compensation, but...
We got Pro Bowl edge rusher.
Yeah.
I mean, look at who we've been trying to fill. You know who we also picked up right around the 39th pick? Etor Gross Matos, who was supposed to be his bookend. He didn't do much.
Yeah.
I mean,
I couldn't
you
keep
draft guys, you draft good players, you build them up, you don't re-sign them, or you trade them away for scraps. Christian McCaffrey, DJ Moore, Brian Burns. Those were the three best players on this team.
Mm-hmm.
And what did we get? A couple second-round picks? I mean... DJ Moore was part of the pick for Bryce, but not even the full compensation.
Yeah, I mean, you value him at maybe a first or a second. I mean, it's a disaster. It honestly, it's the last couple of years here have just been not even from on the field, just off the field standpoint, has just been laughable.
Absolutely.
Or cryable, if you're a fan. But it's just... I don't know what else to say. I mean, it's we knew this was coming. Felt like the writing was on the wall for a while now with the Panthers not signing Brian Burns at all. I mean, that, you know, it was... It seemed like this was on its way. And today it's here. And he's gone. And now what?
For nothing.
Now what do you do?
For a bag of beans.
The Panthers. I mean, you know, and we'll see. Free agency is still happening. There are still some, you know, premier pass rushers out there. I think Greenard got signed by somebody. That was one of the people we had talked about. But I think Danielle Hunter's still out there. Who knows if the Panthers go after him. So we'll see. We'll see where this ends up. Patrick Queen's been talked about as a potential linebacker to come in. So there are guys out there, but so far, Ezro Evero just has to be pulling his hair out.
Yeah, and he came back for this team. Well, he had to come back, but he was brought back, and now you're taking away his pieces. I mean, literally the two best players on that defense are gone. Well, Derrick Brown's in there too. I can't say that. But you need to sign him. Right. I don't know what you're doing sitting on that egg.
It's going to be the same deal with him next year. Right? It's going to be the exact same thing.
Well,
and
yeah, I mean, he's due a big deal. That's what my worry was about Dan Morgan staying here, because it was he was part of that regime who really screwed the pooch with Brian Burns.
Yeah, and we'll see. We'll see with Derrick Brown, because he could, if he signs Derrick Brown, then a lot of my, you know, fears with him are alleviated. I don't think he could have done anything else with Brian Burns other than sign him in terms of value. Because wherever Brian Burns goes, he's gonna be paid a lot of money. You lost, you know, all your bargaining chips when you turned down the deal when he had a couple of years left on his rookie deal. So now you're just getting what you can. And he got what he could. Not signing Luvu is less forgivable. Let's just talk about that now. Frankie Luvu heading to the Commanders. I think it was 3 years, $36 million. That's $12 yeah. million dollars a year for a borderline Pro Bowl linebacker. Why couldn't we have done that? That's a
yeah.
a fair deal for Frankie Luvu.
I think that's what really gets me. Like, I was upset about the Brian Burns trade because I still don't like that getting back, but we're kind of pigeonholed now at that place. But Luvu for $36 million in 3 years, and your cap is going to blow up in the next couple years anyways. I think they're $125 million under the cap next year right now.
Yeah, plenty of space.
What are you doing? What are you doing? You're literally letting some of the best players walk out the door. A guy who came here, looked awesome, played awesome.
Got his opportunity here, right?
Yeah.
I mean, earned his playing time and made the most of it. And you let him walk for nothing.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Michael, why were these guys traded last year at the trade deadline? If this was what was going to happen, and we were already, you know, what, either one win or 0 wins at the trade deadline last year, like what was the thought process?
I don't know. I mean, this is going back to this team never seems to have a real good plan. It seems like they're just monkeys hitting buttons. I mean,
yeah.
I was feeling so good with the Robert Hunt pick.
Sure, good
I
signing.
Really was.
Yeah.
I was like, I get it. You want to build a better offensive line, a more fast, more athletic offensive line for Bryce Young. Great. I don't think we're going to be able to get that premier wide receiver in free agency, as there's really not one. You could maybe trade for T. Higgins, but I doubt that's going to actually happen either.
Yeah, I mean, that's some of the scuttlebutt, or fans speculating at least. You know, could they take that second round pick that they got from New York and turn it into T. Higgins? Maybe. Maybe they can. That doesn't solve your pass rusher problem. You know, it solves another problem, but, you know, I do feel like they will do something with that second round pick. I don't know. You know, or you just take two shots in the second round and hope that one of them hits? I mean, you know, at this point, I don't know. I don't have any faith in this organization to make good decisions.
No, I mean, it's been considerate over and over again. I mean, we can't just assume they're going to make the right decisions. And I think that's probably why we're so negative right now, is the past 5 years has proven that they make the wrong decision.
Yeah, and you know, pardon us for being negative, but today is not a celebratory day. Today is a day where our past has come back to haunt us. Past mistakes have become current mistakes, and we're paying for poor decisions from years ago. And, you know, let's just go through some of the rest of these. I mean, we talked about Dante Jackson expected to be released or traded. That I don't guess that's happened yet, but that's what's
yeah,
going
it's a
to happen.
June.
Same with Hayden Hurst. Today it was announced that Von Bell is going to be released.
That one kind of shocked me.
Again, I don't get it. don't get that one. He wasn't cost prohibitive.
No, not at all. Like, that was the one that I was like, okay, he is making a good bit of money, but, I mean, you could have restructured it and save a million and a half. I guess he was $10 million, but, I mean...
Yeah, but, I mean, he wasn't amazing last year, but, again, that's not a lot of money overall for a position that you don't currently have an answer for right now.
No, Jeremy Chinn's gone.
Yeah.
He wasn't even used that well here, so toward an Evero system. So. Right.
Bradley Bozeman, gone. You know, gonna be released. So J.J. Jansen was re-signed. So there's another good one. But that's where we currently stand, I think.
Can I also bring this up? Jerry Jeudy was traded for 2 5th round pick.
Yeah.
2 5ths. I mean, you bring him in. I know he hasn't worked out in Denver, but he's still a starting caliber wide receiver right now. Hurts, man.
It's rough. I mean, you know, these guys are out there to be had, and Jerry Jeudy's not, you know, the best wide receiver in the world. He has some off the field stuff, some locker room concerns, but players like that of that talent are available. And other teams are making those moves, and we aren't.
Yeah.
Giants fans probably feel pretty great right now. Even though...
Shocking.
Yeah, even... Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, shockingly, I did see some that were upset, and I was just like, what are you talking about?
Well, it's a lot of money, and it's...
It is.
We didn't want to pay Brian Burns $30 million, you and I. We thought that was too much for him.
This isn't $30 million, though. That's what I...
Yeah,
frustrated at.
Right. I mean, it appears to be $30 million. But even so, Brian Burns was hurt a lot last year. He had 12.5 sacks the year before, you know, playing from behind pretty much constantly. You can't just pin your ears back and rush the passer. Like, many reasons why Brian Burns' season last year didn't look the way we all hoped it would. But
we led for, like, 2 minutes total.
Yeah, I mean, never had the lead in the fourth quarter, ever. In a single game. So what do you expect, honestly, from nobody had a great season last year except maybe Adam Thielen. And that's just because he was force-fed the ball because he's the only one that could get open, the only one that Bryce threw to. So I don't know, man. I mean, things are dark. Things are dark right now. And we'll see. Go ahead.
They're saving $3 million by cutting Von Mill post-G.
That's what I'm saying. Like
$3 million.
Every little bit helps, I guess, but are you going to be able to replace Von Bell for $3 million?
Oh, no. They got a dead cap of $8 million, too. So, I mean...
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, are you going to be able to replace him for $3 million?
No,
you're not. You're going to be able to replace Dante for, what was it, 5 or 6 that they're going to basically come out ahead on? No, probably not.
Can you replace Hayden Hurst for that $5 million that they're saving?
Yeah.
$2 million.
I think you probably could. I think you could go out there and be as productive as Hayden Hurst was.
Dude, it's not every tight end that we have are awful.
Yes, they are. They're all terrible.
I mean, Hayden Hurst had a decent years before here. Decent, not great.
Years. Sure. And he certainly didn't have one of those seasons with us.
No. But no one does.
This is where tight ends come to die after Greg Olsen left. But yeah,
I mean, this is where everybody comes to die.
It seems, or get traded. Yeah.
For pennies on the dollar.
For pennies on the dollar. I don't know, Jerry. We'll see again. Like I said, the next few days will tell a lot in terms of what Dan Morgan's, you know, thought process is with this year. I'm glad that Robert Hunt has a long-term deal because the Panthers are not going to be good this year.
Oh, no. Okay?
So let's all, you know, don't talk ourselves into even 7 wins. It's not going to happen this year. This is not a good team, and it's not supposed to be this year. This is a rebuilding year. Rebuilding. They don't want to say it.
Myself.
Fans don't want to hear it. We are rebuilding. It has been burned to the ground.
Yeah, this is the scorched earth rebuild, which is sad. It's just, yeah. I felt like the defense didn't need to be scorched like it has been this offseason.
I truly don't understand the Frankie Luvu thing. I truly don't understand it. For that kind of money, he wanted to stay. I truly don't get that one. The rest of them, if I squint, you know, I can understand it from a this year perspective, from a Dan Morgan coming in and having to clean up the mess perspective. But the Frankie Luvu one, it doesn't make any sense. It's not a big deal. It's not a big contract. We could have done that easily.
Yeah. I'm really afraid we're going to overpay for Patrick Queen. And he didn't have a great season when, Roquan Smith wasn't there.
His market value is like 18.7, according to SpotTrack.
That's fine. I'm telling you right now, he didn't play as well when Roquan Smith wasn't there. And obviously, Roquan Smith, awesome. Don't get me wrong. Sure. But yeah.
And wasn't he traded for like was it a fifth round pick or a third round pick?
I don't know. I it seems
either way that, you know, at the time
we wanted him. We
right at the time that was a position of need for us, and we could have made that trade too. Like, this is the thing, is that you see these other teams making these deals, and we were told
a second and a fifth, but okay. still,
you know, for a player of that caliber, that's basically what Brian Burns got traded for.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean, maybe that's the going rate. He was a linebacker too, not an edge, but
I've heard, by the way, that there's a fifth round swap in this trade as well. I don't know when that kicks in or who gets to choose the swap, if it's the Panthers or the Giants, but not a big deal, you know. But that was also apparently included in the Burns trade. So I don't know, Jerry. I mean, let's grade the Burns trade, okay? Let's take everything into consideration here.
If we're taking everything into consideration, it obviously just goes to an F, in my opinion.
Okay, let's take this in. Okay, so overall an F. From an organizational standpoint, an F. Let's grade Dan Morgan specifically, okay? What he inherited this mess, right? He from all reports I've seen, was on board with trading Brian Burns when that big offer came through, right? But to not sign Brian Burns, that has to be taken into consideration. I think I still would give it like a D at best.
Yeah, I mean, you were forced. And then when you cut off negotiations with him at the combine, you tell his agent.
Yeah.
Like, you're telling them you're trading him. And then everybody knows it. I'm shocked the second and fifth was what Roquan Smith went for. But that deal doesn't seem astronomical to me. I know on the outside it looks $30 million, but I bet you anything, when you get into the meat and potatoes of it, it's going to be 20, 24, and then it's going to be like an out after 4 years. That would be my guess.
Yeah, I really want to see the specifics. I want to see what, you know, are there incentives, you know, things like that. So we'll see. But yeah, if I had to guess, it's probably, there might even be an out after 3 years, you know, with like, you know, $15, $20 million dead cap or something. Like, I don't know, but it feels like a loss. Today feels like a loss overall.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of been the ongoing. Man, I was finally feeling good today. I was like trying to prep,
short-lived,
get excited and stuff like that. I was like, yeah, we could make a couple moves. I mean, okay. Cool.
We made a couple moves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Biggest disappointment of the day, though, for me, it was not the Brian Burns trade. It was the Frankie Luvu thing. I mean, that's probably the biggest disappointment for me today.
Yeah. I mean, because you're getting rid of, again, one of the best players, and we're not getting anything back. You built up a guy who proved himself here, and he's going to go walk, and he's going to go play for the Commanders. And
exactly the type of player that Dan Morgan said he wants on the team, right? Mm-hmm. The dog. You know, a guy that gets after it, works hard, wants to be here, good locker room guy. He checks all the boxes. Did they even make him an offer? Or was it just... and again, if this is the plan, is to just blow the entire thing up, get rid of everybody, start over, then okay. I mean, you know, then you wouldn't bring back Frankie Luvu. But... again, to me, it seems like that's the kind of guy you would want to start over with. So
yeah, I mean, what is Frankie Lou, like 27, 28?
Yeah, he's fairly young. I think 27.
I mean, usually you want to keep that type of atmosphere, especially with a young quarterback. You want that defense to stay somewhat stable so he's not always playing from behind.
Yeah.
The opposing team doesn't get to pin their ears back and go straight after him.
And, you know, we're assuming that Frankie Luvu would have signed the same type of deal here. Maybe not. Maybe Frankie Luvu looked at the writing on the wall and said, I don't want to be here anymore. I don't want to be part of this, you know, eternal rebuild. I don't want to work for David Tepper anymore. I don't want to play on this field, this turf, every week. They're getting rid of my buddy Brian Burns. I don't want to be here without him. I mean, who knows? This could have eased. I mean, because I think it was right around the same time, the announcement for Luvu and the Brian Burns thing. So could just be Frankie Luvu wanting to get out. And if so, I cannot blame him at all. Mm-mm. So, yeah, bummer. Bummer of a day. But maybe tomorrow will bring better news. I mean, there's not really anybody else we can get rid of. That's gonna make us upset. So
I'm sitting here looking at our roster right now. I will say that Taylor Bolton will have to get a restructure.
Yeah. What are they waiting on for that? By the way, like that needs to be done yesterday.
Bozeman's gone. Xavier Woods. Your name is probably. Oh, you could. Oh God, has Xavier Woods not been cut yet? There's a cap saving of $4.5 million. That seems like shocking. And that's not me knocking Xavier Woods. I thought he did really well, say with Von Bell. I'm just saying this team only seems to care about cutting any cap savings right now.
Yeah.
What for, I can't tell you, because not keep their own guys.
I'm just kind of looking at Twitter here. I saw a tweet. I don't know if it's real or not, but apparently the Panthers and Bengals have been in discussions today about a trade for Higgins. And with the Panthers getting some extra draft capital, could happen. Bengals' original demand is both of the Panthers' second round picks. But it seems likely if the trade happens, it will be very similar to the Burns trade. Yeah, second and a fifth, maybe a second and a fourth. So,
I mean, if you could get T. Higgins for that second and fifth, at least it makes more sense. You're going to end up paying T. Higgins that type of money. So you're basically swapping.
It'll be less. He's not making $30 million a year.
No, but it's going to be a big contract.
It'll probably be 20 to 25.
I mean... A little glimmer of hope. I do hope something like that happens. I'm not sold on T. Higgins like everybody else is, but...
Well, I mean,
he's better than what we have.
His numbers are strong for being the number two receiver. A couple of 1,000-yard seasons, a couple of 900-yard seasons. I mean, that's... And he's young. So he could very well be a guy, but... It still doesn't make the Burns trade a good trade, but at least we're getting something back, right? I think had they swapped Burns for Higgins straight up, I think we'd all felt a little better about that than what we got. So,
I mean, I will say that will, if that happens, if we get Higgins, we give up a second and a fourth, like maybe give up a little bit more or something like that, then sure, I'm okay with it. I'm still not happy because we have no edge, but I get, again, you mentioned this and it rings true. This is the off season to write Bryce Young. Everything else is second to Bryce Young getting better.
Well, it's, and it makes sense because this is the year that you have to see if Bryce Young is your guy. Because if he's not, you are going to have a top three pick next year. And you will have to draft a quarterback if Bryce Young is not your guy. So you give, you bring in the offensive line help, you bring in a wide receiver. They will bring in another wide receiver likely. They will draft a wide receiver likely. You will give Bryce Young every opportunity to show growth and progress and potential. And if he doesn't, the Panthers win two games again next year and they're right in the same position and they draft a quarterback. And that is what will happen.
Yeah.
So defense really doesn't matter this year. You're losing anyway. So,
but I still think you can't give up on the defense just because of the simple fact that you can't have Bryce playing from behind. They have.
They have given up on the defense, at least so far. Again, we'll see
and
what happens.
If anybody walks by Bank of America Stadium and you see a chair laying down on the sidewalks, it's probably from Evero's office.
Yeah, look up and see if there's a broken window. And if Evero's looking like he might jump, then call the police and, you know, try to get some help because we're going to need every bit of his genius. He's going to show. He's going to prove.
Oh,
you know, if he can get, you know, and again, you know, free agency is still going on here. The draft hasn't happened. Like, this defense is not going to look like this when the season starts. Okay, it's going to be better than it is right now.
Yeah, but got that steal in DJ, whatchamacallit from last year that hasn't shown yet.
That's right. DJ Johnson, he's going to have to, you know, at least 15 sacks for him. I'm calling it this year, but all right, Jerry, let's get out of here.
We want to thank everyone for listening. If you like the show, please let your friends know. Please follow us on Twitter at Meow Mix Podcast. If you have any questions or comments, you can email us at mailbag@meowmixpodcast.com. Leave us a 5-star review with a comment on Apple Podcasts. We'll read it on the show. Please like and subscribe on YouTube.
We'll be back, you know, maybe tomorrow, maybe a few days from now. Kind of depends on what happens. But one or both of us will probably be back tomorrow.
So that would
one or both of us will be back. If T. Higgins is traded for, or if they sign Ridley, or if they, you know, make another big splash, positive or negative, we'll have to talk about it. So you'll be hearing from us again likely this week. And until then, everybody stay safe out there and keep bounding.
Yeah.